and a good Friday evening, everyone. It's 5:58. Current temperature 36 degrees, and we got area high school basketball for you tonight. It is Harrisburg at Scotland County, the girls first, and tonight's game is being brought to you by the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri with offices in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got branches in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis. Jay's Foods in Memphis. The Memphis Democrat weekly newspaper. Memphis Lumber Company, family owned for over 40 years. Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company. Nutrien Ag Solutions, just north of Memphis. The People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton. Scotland County R1 Schools. Slayton Polaris ATVs, just north of Memphis. The Farm Shop in Edina. Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories just north of Memphis, and 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis. And now, let's take you down to Tiger Stadium for tonight's girls game with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Yeah, Dave, it's time for the national anthem. And welcome everybody to Scotland County High School. Tommy caught Dave off guard because we were all standing up the national anthem, and it's alumni band night. So the alumni can come back play with the high school band, and they were taking a little longer than I thought they would. So Dave, my apologies on that. But tonight it is the Harrisburg Lady Bulldogs. Scotland County Lady Tigers. Harrisburg comes in with a record of 5-1. And Scotland County 6-0. Take a look at the Harrisburg Bulldog, Lady Bulldog lineup. It'll be Carly Ellis, a junior. Charlie Winscott, a junior. Becca Thornhill, a junior. Abby Rosen, a sophomore. And Emma Fisher, a sophomore. So Carly Ellis, Charlie Wainscott, Becca Thornhill, Abby Rosen, and Emma Fisher. Again, the Bulldogs are 5-1, and they are coached by Ryan Richardson. And the lights go out. I don't even have to read the starters for Scotland County. They're all wearing pink shoes. But, you know, it's going to be Ayla Humphrey, the first one out. You can hear the crowd on their feet. Most of the crowd is right below me, across the way, about half and half. I'll get back to hear Nathaniel Lord. There's Ayla Humphrey. Abby Curry hits the spotlight. And Hannah Feeney. Troy Dial. And last but certainly not least, Lana Whitaker. So with the lights still out, I can tell you it's Ayla Humphrey, Abby Curry, Anna Feeney, Emily Dial, and Ayla Humphrey. That's your starters for the Scotland County Lady Tigers, as both teams out on the floor, and we're set to play basketball on this Friday night before Christmas. Well, I guess it's two Fridays, the last basketball night, Friday night before Christmas. So Elena Whitaker will jump center, and I can't see her number, but I think it's Becca Thornhill. No, it's Carly Ellis will jump center. Ball up, tip is controlled by Scotland County. In the backcourt, picked up by Hannah Feeney. As Feeney will bring across the timeline, it looks like a 2-3 zone by Harrisburg. The U of Emily down in the right corner, down the left side of the circle to Humphrey. Curry gets it on the right wing. Now the left wing to Humphrey. Left baseline, it goes to Dial. Back to Humphrey. Now Feeney between two circles. They get it to Dial on the right wing. Now Humphrey will take a 15-footer. Got it. Ayla Humphrey has 2 points. And with the basketball across the timeline, back to Thornhill. Thornhill gives the ball to Rosen. And Rosen between the two circles to Ellis at the top of the key. As Scotland County comes out man-to-man. They give the ball to Wayne Scott on the right side of the circle. Now inside, they dump it down low. And Carly Ellis and Whitaker standing right in her way. And she traveled with it. So 2-0, Scotland County with the lead. Feeney brings it across the timeline, gives it to Humphrey between the two circles, to Curry on the right wing. Back to Humphrey, back to Curry, back to Humphrey. Now the left wing, it goes to Hannah Feeney. Dial on the baseline, kicks it back out to Abby Curry. Curry lost the ball, picked up by Whitaker. She gets it back out to Humphrey. And now Feeney will drive the baseline, stops, pops from 10, no good. And off the rebound comes Emma Fisher. Fisher will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Abby Curry to the top of the key. Fisher down the right lane, kicks it off Ellis on the right baseline. Back to Fisher on the right wing, dribbles out and gives it to Wayne Scott. Wayne Scott down the right wing, gives it to Ellis. Ellis tries to back in, and nothing doing in the paint. Now shots put up by Thornhill. It's an air ball, goes out of bounds, it'll be Scotland County basketball. 2-0, Scotland County with the lead and the ball as Humphrey will inbound to Feeney. Feeney brings it across the timeline. Feeney to the top of the key now. Now on the left wing, gives it to Emily Dial. Inside it goes to Whitaker. Missed the first one, puts the second one back up and in. 2 points for Elena Whitaker. Here comes Thornhill across the timeline. Bounce pass to Wayne Scott in the right corner, dribbles the right wing. Now Fisher down the left lane, throws up a running 10-footer, no good, but you do the foul. As the foul is going to be on Abby Curry, I believe it is. So Abby Curry picks up her first foul. And to the line will go Emma Fisher. First shot up, missed it. So Fisher backs off the line. Waits for the official, gets the ball back, steps up to the line, eyes it, fires it, and got it. So Emma Fisher has Harrisburg on the board. It's 4-1. Scotland with the lead and the basketball. Across the timeline comes Hannah Feeney. Feeney behind the back dribble, gets it over the left wing to Dial. Dial out to Curry, now Dial inside. He goes on the block to Whitaker, puts it up and got it. Give the assist to Emily Dial. 4 points for Elena. Now, coming across the timeline was Thornhill, guarded by Humphrey, and Feeney came up from behind. And they're going to call a foul on Abby Feeney. That's her first. So in the backcourt is Thornhill, guarded by Humphrey. Thornhill brings it across the timeline, gives it a Feeney on the right wing. Feeney guarded by Feeney. Cut off on the baseline. As he kicks back out to Wayne Scott, and a whistle and a foul. The foul may be on Feeney, it's on Curry. So Abby Curry picks up her second quick foul as Hannah Anders will check in. And Abby Curry is going to set down with two personal fouls. So Harrisburg will inbound on the near sideline. Wayne Scott gets it to Thornhill, and Thornhill picks the ball up in the center circle. Bounce pass to Wayne Scott. Wayne Scott gets it in to Ellis, and Ellis had the ball stolen away from behind by Hannah Feeney. Feeney sees it over. He takes it to the hoop, lays it up, and a whistle and a foul before the shot. It was on the floor. As I think it's going to be on Carly Ellis. Yep. So Carly Ellis picks up her first foul. First team foul against Harrisburg. Dial has the ball in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Humphrey. As Whitaker has the high post, tried to bounce pass back to Dial. Knocked out of bounds by Thornhill. So it'll be Ayla Humphrey to inbound on the far sideline. Gets it into Feeney. As Feeney will have it between the two circles, gets it back on the right wing to Humphrey. Right corner to Dial, inside to Whitaker. Turns off glass, high off the glass, and got it. 6 points for Whitaker. 8-1. Collin with the lead. It's Fisher across the timeline. Takes it to the left side of the circle now. Kicks it back out to Thornhill. Thornhill back to Fisher. Fisher down the right side. And Wainscott had it on the right wing, and she walked with it. As now, Brim Hayward will check in, and Whitaker goes out. Also checking in the ball game for Harrisburg is Ella Schwant. And now we have a timeout on the floor. 4:13 left to play in the first quarter. It's Collin County 8, Harrisburg 1, back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Community Bank of Memphis doesn't want you to be a victim of identity theft. Thousands of Americans have their identity stolen every year. It occurs when someone uses personal information like your name, social security number, and debit or credit cards to commit fraud or other crimes. Be sure to report lost or stolen credit cards, checks, and debit cards immediately. Store important papers in one of our safe deposit boxes. Remember, Community Bank of Memphis will never call you to request your account number or access to your computer. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
4:13 left to play in the first quarter. Girls game. Scotland on top, 8-1 with the basketball. As Hannah Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Feeney dribbles the right wing. Bounce past the Dial on the right wing. Gets back out to Anders between the two circles to Dial. In the right corner to Feeney. Feeney gives it to Humphrey. Now Humphrey goes inside the Dial. Kicks it back out to Anders on the left wing. To Aylward, top of the key. Now Feeney had it in the right corner. Couldn't hang on to it. It goes out of bounds. Turnover gives it back to Harrisburg. Now full court pressure by Scotland County. Inbounds pass to Thornburg. Thornburg splits a double team, almost lost the ball. Now does. Picked up by Dell, gets it back to Feeney, puts up the shot, missed it off the left block, and Swamp comes off with the rebound. And she gives it to Ellis. Ellis sees an opening from the dotted line. 10-foot jumper, no good. Aylward comes off the rebound to Dial to Feeney. Now Feeney will bring it back across the timeline. 3.5 minutes left playing first quarter. Dial on the left wing. Aylward in the left corner. Back to Humphrey on the left wing. Anders gets it in the Dial dotted line. Aylward in the left corner passed up the shot to Humphrey. They swing it around with the right wing to Feeney. Feeney beyond the arc. Now Humphrey. Now back to Feeney. Inside on the block. It goes to Dial. Kicks it back out to Anders. Now Aylward will try a three. No good. And off of the rebound, Thornburg. As Thornburg will bring it across the timeline. To Thornhill, rather. As she tried to get it into Ellis. Punched away by Dial, and they're going to call Dial for the foul. So Emily Dial picks up her first foul. Elena Whitaker will check in. Anders checks out. Ellis will check out. And looks like coming into the ball game is Marcy Ellis. Thornhill across the timeline to the right wing. Bounce pass in the right corner to Rosen, and Rosen walks with it. Second time she walked, turned the ball over. So it'll be Hannah Feeney to bring the ball across the timeline. As Feeney gives it to Humphrey on the left wing, in the left corner to Aylward. Aylward to Humphrey on the left wing, gives it back to Feeney between the two circles. As Feeney dribbles to the right wing, Aylward in the right corner. Then Feeney on the right wing. Picks it, skips it over to Humphrey. Now Aylward inside goes to Whitaker, and she turned, missed the shot off the left block, and Thornhill the rebound. Gets it ahead to Rosen. Rosen to Swent, to Rosen. Now Thornhill on the right side of the circle beyond the arc. Thornhill sees it opening. Running 10-footer, no good. And off the rebound comes Ellis. Ellis to Thornhill. Now Fisher on the left side of the circle in a double team. Gives it back out to Ellis. down in to Rosen in the left corner. Man-to-man defense by Scotland County as Fisher, offensive foul. Threw an elbow right into Feeney. So Emma Fisher picks up her first foul. 1:42 left to play in the first quarter. Still 8-1. Scotland with the lead. A 2-1-2 zone by Harrisburg as Feeney to Humphrey. Now the left wing to Aylward. Inside to Whitaker. All glass. Missed it. And Fisher off the rebound. Fisher in a hurry. Takes it right at Dial. Dial was standing right there. A running 10-footer and missed it. But I think, well, they're going to call the foul on Aylward. So Brent Aylward picks up her first foul. And Fisher at the line. First shot rims in and out. No good. So Emma Fisher has Harrisburg's only point here thus far in the first quarter. As Fisher eyes it, fires it, missed it, and Ayla Humphrey off the rebound. Gives it to Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline, finds Dial on the right wing. Dial back to Humphrey, back to Dial. Inside to Whitaker. Whitaker turns off. Class got it. That's her spot. 8 points, Elaine Whitaker. 10-1. As Thornhill in the backcourt. Gets it across to Ellis. Now to Fisher. Fisher takes it to the dotted line. Guarded by Feeney. Out to Ellis on the right wing. Top of the key to Thornhill. Thornhill guarded by Humphrey. Now on the right side of the circle. Now Ellis walked with it. That's Macy Ellis. As in the ball game, here come Paige Bishop. And Humphrey will sit down for a breather. 49 seconds left to play in the first quarter. As Paige Bishop gets the inbound fast, gives it back to Feeney. Anna will bring it across the timeline, finds Dial in the deep right corner. Back to Feeney on the right wing. Feeney to the top of the key to Bishop, to the right wing, Aylward. Aylward gives it back to Bishop, top of the key. Now Aylward, inside it goes to Whitaker. She is by herself for a second. I think Carly Ellis blocked part of that shot. Ellis comes away with it, gives it to Thornhill. To the right side of the circle, inside to Ellis. Ellis could hang on to the bounce pass. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball. 17 seconds left to play in the first quarter. A little pressure now by the Lady Bulldogs as Feeney will bring it across the timeline to the left wing. Inside the left wing, skips it across the Dial. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And Rosen comes off the rebound to Carly B. Ellis. Ellis throws up a prayer, not answered, and that's the end of the first quarter. With the score, Scotland County 10, Harrisburg 1. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports. It's all about you. It's all about you. To us, it's very clear. It's you, you're why we're here.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand that life can be hectic. That's why we've made banking so convenient for you. With our online banking service, you can check your balance, view recent transactions, and even pay bills, all at the click of a mouse. And with our mobile app, you can do the same, on your phone, anytime, any place. Come into any of our three locations, and we can help get you started. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. 10-1, Scotland County with the lead as we go into the second quarter. And Harrisburg will have the basketball. We'll have it out of bounds on the near sideline. As over to pull it in is Charlie Wainscott. Wainscott gets it into Thornhill in the backcourt, guarded by Humphrey. As Thornhill across the timeline walked with it. They just turn around and look over at Coach Richardson and say, what? She did. As Hannah Feeney will come across the timeline. Gives it to Humphrey, top of the key. Bounce pass to Curry, back in the ballgame. Give and go to Abby Curry. Cut off on the right baseline. Try to get it back to Feeney. Stolen away by Thornhill. gets it ahead to Ellis. Ellis will take it into the paint, puts up the shot, missed it, but drew a foul. She goes to the line to shoot a pair. There's a foul going to be on Emily Dial as Dial picks up her second personal foul. So Carly Ellis at the line, looked for her first points of the ball game, got it. So finally, Harrisburg gets off one. Now they have two. As Abby Doster will check in and Emily Dial will check out. 7:32 left to play in the first half. As Carly Ellis with one, looking for two. Off the front rim, no good. And off the rebound, Hannah Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline, gives it to Curry on the left wing. Now Humphrey on the left wing. To Feeney between the two circles, bounce past to Bishop on the right wing. As Feeney will walk to the right wing, Bishop in the right corner. As Bishop drives the baseline, gives it to Doster, puts up the shot, missed it. And Macy Ellis on the rebound. Long pass down the floor to Rosen. And whistle and a foul, and a foul is going to be on Bishop. So Paige Bishop picks up her first foul. 17 foul against Collin County. Coming back in the ball game, Emma Fisher and Macy Ellis will check out. And at the line, Abby Rosen looking for her first points of the ball game. Eyes it, fires it, got it. So Abby Rosen has 1 point. She had a 1-1, so one looking for two. Eyes it, fires it, and got them both. So Abby Rosen with 2 points. And it's 10-4. Dialing up by six. Pressure by Harrisburg. Curry gives it to Feeney. Now Humphrey to Paige Bishop. Drives into the paint. Gives it on the left block to Doster. Now three by Curry. No good. Humphrey with the rebound. Gets it inside to Curry. Gets it to Doster. Now back in the right corner. Humphrey. Humphrey to the right wing. Gives it to Paige Bishop. Bishop kicks it out to Curry. Now in the left corner, it goes to Feeney. And Feeney tried to drive into the paint. A whistle and a foul. And a foul, I think, is going to be on Rosen. It will be. So Abby Rosen just picked up her first foul, 13 foul against Harrisburg. As Curry will set down, Elena Whitaker checks back in. So Feeney will inbound underneath her own basket. Gives it to Whitaker. Whitaker puts the shot up, missed it from 10. And Ellis off the rebound. Ellis in a hurry to the left side of the circle. Now puts up the shot in the paint off glass. Got it. 3 points for Carly Ellis. 10-6. Collin County been on stuck on 10 for a while. Feeney gives it back to Bishop on the left wing. Now Bishop back to Feeney. She'll try a three on the way. Pinball's in and out. The Whitaker the rebound. Her putback no good. Feeney came in, got hard to rebound. She's tied up by Fisher. Alternating possession stays with Collin County. As Feeney will inbound underneath her own basket. Feeney looks for somebody. Gets it to Whitaker. All right, under the basket. Lays it up and in. Nice inbound play. 10 points, Elena Whitaker. 12-6, Collin County with the lead. Frazier in the backcourt. Fisher will bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Feeney at the top of the key. Feeney knocked the ball away. Now behind the back dribble. She'll fan back out to the wing. And now a pass is kicked by Thornhill. And a whistle and a foul. And they're going to call a foul on Abby Feeney. They will. So two fouls on Abby Feeney and 18 foul against Collin County. So Emily Dial will check back in. And Doster will check out. So at the line will be Becca Thornhill. Thornhill looking for her first point. Shots up. Got it. So Becca Thornhill with one. Makes it 12-7. Collin County with a lead. 5:43 left to play in the first half. Next pitch. Shot up. Missed it. And off of the rebound, Paige Bishop gets it to Feeney. Feeney will bring it across the timeline to Humphrey on the left wing. Gets it inside to Whitaker with the left hand. Got it. That is money right there. Off the left block, no problem. Here comes Thornhill across the timeline. Thornhill walked, got by with it, put up a shot, missed it. Now he put up a rose and missed it. Ellis got it, put it back up and in. That's 5 points for Charlie Ellis. Beeney across the timeline. Bishop has it on the right wing, kicks it out to Dial. Dial drives the baseline, kicks it out to Bishop on the left wing. Bishop stops, pops from 10. No good off the baseline. Let it go. The rebound puts it up. It goes down. It counts, and she is fouled. The foul is going to be on Winscott. So Winscott picks up her first foul. 14 points for Whitaker, trying to complete the three-point play. As Charla Winscott will check out, and back into the ball game comes Ella Swant. As Whitaker's free throw up, good, 15 points. For Elena Whitaker. Now half court pass to Rosen, and she walks with it. So it's 4:54 left to play in the first half. As Beeney will inbound in front of the Scotland County bench. 17-9, Scotland County with the lead. Humphrey gives it on the right wing to Beeney. Dribbles top of the key. Now Humphrey in the left corner. Humphrey now pass high post to Dial. Gives it to Curry, top of the key. Now inside it goes to Whitaker, lays it up, got it. 17 points for Elena Whitaker. Thornhill with the basketball to the top of the key. Finds Rosen on the right wing inside the arc, back to Thornhill, top of the key. Now dotted line, it goes to Ellis, puts up the shot around Whitaker, missed it. Whitaker the rebound, gives it to Feeney. Now Curry. Curry will put up a shot, got it. Abby Curry with 2 points. And now Harrisburg wants a timeout. 4:09 left to play in the first half. It's Scotland County 21 and Harrisburg 9. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Shop these Christmas specials for the entire family at Cook's Men's Store in Memphis. During the month of December, jeans, pants, and slacks, long underwear, tops, and bottoms, and socks by the pair or package. Buy one at regular price, get the second at half price. Carhartt, Wrangler, and Dry Duck coats, jackets, vests, and sweatshirts, they're 20% off. Denim bibs and duck insulated bibs by Key. Big Smith, Liberty, and Carhartt, they're 10% off. And take 20% off suits and sport coats, belts, ties, wallets, unlined and lined gloves, and stocking caps. All during this month of December at Cook's Men's Store in Memphis.
Since 1994, we've been in the business of lifting more than just vehicles. We've lifted each other, our community, the place that we call home. As a family-owned business, we understand the importance of taking care of our own, and we're proud to support those who have supported us for nearly three decades. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, proud supporter of Scotland County R1 Athletics.
Back at Scotland County High School, 4:09 left to play in the first half of this girls' game, and Scotland County leading Harrisburg 21-9 as Scotland will back off the press and go half-court man-to-man as Thornhill picked up by Humphrey. Thornhill dribbles to the top of the key. Now pass down on the baseline to Rosen. She tried to get it to Fisher and batted out of bounds by Feeney. Now Fisher on the far sideline will inbound. And the man defense by Scotland County. Rosen in the right left corner. Drives the left baseline. She's in trouble. Now it kicks it back out to Swamps. And now a 15-footer put up by Macy Ellis. And it was good. 2 points for Macy Ellis. 21-12 is Feeney. Tried to dribble through a double team. And I'll see. I think it's going to be on Macy Ellis. Yes, it will. So Macy Ellis picks up her first foul, 15 foul, as Humphrey inbounds to Dial inside to Whitaker all by herself. Maybe she was too wide open that time. Excellent pass, and Elena just couldn't get it to go down. So now the press back on. Thornhill gives it to Fisher. As Fisher, they try to trap her. She gives it to Thornhill. Thornhill gets it down to Swamp. She's tied up by Abby Curry, an alternating station stage with Harrisburg. As Carly Ellis will check in. Rosen will check out. So Thornhill will inbound underneath their own basket. Macy Ellis for three, no good. And Abby Curry off the rebound. Gives it to Feeney. Here come the Lady Tigers up by nine. 21-12, Scotland County with the lead. Feeney. Now man-to-man defense by Harrisburg. Now it's passed to Dial on the left wing. As Dial takes it in the paint, gives it to Whitaker, puts it up, missed it. The Dial comes off the rebound, puts her shot back up. She was fouled as Whitaker hit the deck. And she was a little slow getting up. So Emily Dial is going to go to the line to shoot two shots. And I think the foul is going to be on Winscott. No, it's going to be on Fisher. So two fouls on Emma Fisher's first shot is danced all over the place, went down and came back out for Emily Dial. As Winscott checks back in, and Charlo Winscott, and also number 14, Swamp, I think, is still in the game. As the next one by Dial missed, and Feeney and Ellis both had to hold the ball. They call it a jump ball. Alternated position. Still with Scotland County. As Feeney looks for somebody. Feeney gets it to Curry on the right block. Lost it. Now it's still finally corralled by Ellis. And Ellis almost lost it again to the left side of the circle. Gets it out to Thornhill. Now Ellis top of the key for three. Bullseye. Charlie Ellis with 8 points. And it's 21-15. Scotland with the lead. Feeney takes it down the left lane. Puts up the shot. Missed it. But drew the foul. And the foul's going to be on Ellis. And that's her second. 17 foul against Harrisburg. 18 fouls against Scotland County. So Feeney looks for her first points of the ball game and got it. First points for Hannah Feeney. As Ellis will check out, Rosen will check back in for the Lady Bulldogs. 2:33 left to play in the first half. 22-15 as next free throw from Hannah Feeney's good. 23-15. Full court pressure by Scotland County. Inbound pass to Thornhill. Gets it ahead to Rosen. Takes it right as Whitaker puts up the shot. And she's fouled by Whitaker. So Elena Whitaker just picked up her first foul. That'll send Charlie Winscott to the line. Winscott looking for her first point. First shot up, missed it. Charla Winscott. In fact, I'd call it Wayne Scott, so I mean, it's going to be easier to say Wayne Scott. Wayne's coat, probably. Shots up and got it. So Wayne's coat has 1 point, 23-16. Scotland with the lead in the basketball. As Hannah Feeney across the timeline, still man-to-man defense. Behind the back dribble by Feeney to the right wing. Tried to get it a high post to Whitaker. It's stolen away by Thornhill. Thornhill gets it out on the right wing to Wayne Scott. They swing it around to Macy Ellis on the right wing. She's guarded by Feeney. Now a double team, and that caused the travel. There's been a lot of traveling by Harrisburg, and a lot of it has to do with Scotland County's defense. As Hannah Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Feeney behind the back dribble. Bounce pass underneath to a wide open. Elena Whitaker gets the rebound, puts it back up, missed it. But she drew the foul. Foul's going to be on Rosen, I think. Yes, it is. So Abby Rosen picks up her second personal foul. Okay, they call it Rosen. I'd call it Rosen. Tomato, tomato. So Rosen as Whitaker's first free throw is no good. Elena has 17 first half points, looking for 18. Isaac fires it and missed it. And over the rebound comes Macy Ellis. Gets it over to Thornhill. Thornhill guarded by Feeney across the timeline. It comes to Canoat. As Canoat lost the ball, they saved it inbound by Whitaker. As now with the basketball, they give it to Wainscote. Wainscote tried to get it inside to Macy Ellis. Batted out of bounds. It'll be Harrisburg basketball out of bounds on the basket. As Aylward and Paige Bishop both check in for Scotland County. Abby Feeney will check out, and Emily Dial will check out. So Thornhill underneath their own basket to inbound. That's Wayne Scott. Now Canoat in the double team in the right corner, and a whistle and a foul. That's the 10th team foul against Scotland County. And they'll call it on Humphrey. So Ayla Humphrey picks up her first foul. And to the line will go Charlotte Canoat. First shot up, got it. So Canoat with 1 point. 23-17, 1:26 left to play in the first half. Scotland will lead. Canoat second free throw, no good. Aylward comes off the rebound, gives it to Feeney. Hannah Feeney will bring it across the timeline to the right wing. So man-to-man defense by Harrisburg. Aylward on the left wing. Humphrey kicks it back to Aylward on the wing. Now Paige Bishop, 15-footer on the way, no good. Hannah Feeney tried for the rebound, and out with it comes Canoat. Gets it ahead to Ellis. Airmailed it, a pass to Macy Ellis. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball. 1:02 left to play in the first half. As Hannah Feeney will bring it across the timeline to Paige Bishop. Now Humphrey on the left wing to Bishop. Top of the key. Back to Humphrey. Inside it goes to Whitaker. A little out of her range. Put up a shot. Missed it. And out with it comes Canoat. Humphrey knocked the ball out of her hand, then Canoat touches it again. So it comes back to Scotland County. Ayla Humphrey will inbound to Feeney. To back to Humphrey on the left wing. Inside this time to Whitaker. Puts up the shot. It goes down. It counts, and she's fouled. And the foul is going to be on, I think, Caitlin Blakemore. And it is. So Blakemore picks up the foul. That is 19 first half points for Whitaker. Shot up, in and out, no good. And Blakemore comes off the rebound. Tried to get it out to Canoat, threw it out of bounds. So again, Scotland County will inbound right in front of the Harrisburg bench. Gets it to Aylward in the right corner, inside to Whitaker. Turns off, glass, got it. 21 first half points for Elena Whitaker. Full court pressure as Thornhill. Guarded by Humphrey, will bring it across the timeline. Now, Hannah Feeney sneaking up from behind Thornhill. Gets it to Macy Ellis, and a whistle and a foul. Think the foul's going to be on Aylward. It will be. So, Brynn Aylward picks up her second personal foul. And to the line will go Macy Ellis. So, Macy Ellis has 2 points, looking for three. 10 points, Scotland County leads, 27-17, 15 seconds left to play in the first half. Ellis' first free throw up, it's good. 3 points for Macy Ellis. As back into the ball game will come Ella Swamp, and out will go Canoat. So Ellis with three, looking for four, up, no good, and Bishop comes off with a rebound. As Bishop will bring it across the timeline, finds Humphrey in the left corner to Bishop on the left wing. She dribbles to the top of the key, and the foul's going to be on Macy Ellis, and that's her second. So two fouls on Macy Ellis, both teams in the double bonus. So Paige Bishop will go to the line to shoot a pair. Bishop looks for her first points of the ball game. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 1 point for Paige Bishop. As Canoat will check into the ball game, and Swamp checks out. 6.4 seconds left to play in the first half. 1 point for Paige Bishop, looking for two. Shots up, got them both. 2 points for Paige Bishop. Full court pressure by Scotland. County inbounds passed all the way by Feeney. Gives it right to Beacham in front of the basket. Didn't go down. Canode off of the rebound. A whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Ayla Humphrey. So Ayla Humphrey picks up her second personal foul. Will walk the other way. And Harrisburg will shoot free throws. Charlotte Canote will shoot two. As Canote with one, looking for two. Shots up, no good. 0.6 seconds left to play in the first half. 29-18, Scotland County with the lead. As Canote eyes it, fires it, and didn't get it. And Paige Beacham bought the rebound, and that's the end of the first half. With the score, Scotland County 29, Harrisburg 18. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri knows every minute of your day counts, so it's good to have a few time savers on your side. Take internet banking, for example. It allows you to bank from home or a mobile app rather than having to make an extra trip to the bank just to check your balance, transfer funds, or view recent transactions. You can even pay your bills online and make a mobile deposit from your phone. Best of all, Exchange Bank offers all of this free of charge. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com and sign up today. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Girth Funeral Service in Memphis is proud to have served the families in this area since 1904. For over four generations, families have turned to Girth Funeral Service for support and guidance in the most difficult of times. Our sense of compassion promises a meaningful and comforting farewell that celebrates the life legacy of your loved one, while all the while respecting your family's faith and tradition. At Girth Funeral Service, we understand the importance of honoring your family's wishes. That's the Girth Funeral Home in Memphis.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in eight Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Overcast tonight with a slight chance for scattered showers. Lows around 28. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 37 tomorrow. Partly cloudy. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night, 17. Highs around 36 Sunday under sunny skies, 45 Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 36.
And welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. We're at halftime of this Lewis and Clark Conference game, girls game, rather, and Scotland County leading Harrisburg 29-18. Take a look at the first half scoring. First for Scotland County, Paige Bishop with 2 points, Ayla Humphrey with two, Abby Curry with two, Hannah Feeney with two, and Elena Whitaker with 21. For Harrisburg, Charlie Ellis with 9 points, Charlotte Wainscoat with 1 point, Becca Thornhill with one, Abby Rawson with 2 points, Charlotte Canote with 1 point, Macy Ellis with three, and Emma Fisher with one. Scotland County led 10-1 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Harrisburg 19-17 in the second quarter, and Scotland leads here at halftime 29-18. Back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
What do you look for when choosing a grocery store? Great selection, convenient location, certainly fresh food. Jane's Foods in Memphis has all this and much more. Jane's Foods has daily specials at their deli, with hot and cold selections from salads and desserts to delicious fried chicken. You'll shop in a clean environment with great customer service. Quality food products with quality prices. That's Jane's Foods in Memphis. Open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for your shopping needs. You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life.
Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat for complete local coverage and pictures, too.
Beamer knows speed matters. Whether you're sledding down a snowy hill or flying through downloads at home, why not give your family the gift of faster internet this holiday season? It's sure to make the new year exciting for the binge watchers, the gamers, the teleworkers, and students in your home. Beamer offers speeds up to 100 meg. That's wonderful speed in our little winter wonderland. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Beamer Telecom.
With shingle prices soaring, the time has never been better to put a metal roof on your home or business. And at Memphis Lumber Company, we can help you do just that. Central Guard Panel Lock Plus Low Rib Metal. Central Guard Metal comes with a limited 40-year paint warranty and more than 20 colors to choose from. Stop by or call Memphis Lumber Company and let us show you how simple and cost-effective a metal roof can be. Memphis Lumber Company at 114 West Monroe in Memphis or call 465-8595. See you soon.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scholar County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Scholar County Lady Tiger Basketball, our new sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa. KMEM FM Memphis. Got where I was at for a second. And we're at halftime of this girls' game. Scholar County leading Harrisburg 29-18. And, of course, next coming up the boys' turn. Harrisburg boys coming in with a record of 5-1. And the first poll out in Class 2 boys, Harrisburg ranked number 6. But also, I think Salisbury ranked number 2 at game you heard last night, it was West Grand. They are ranked either 7th or 8th. The three LNC boys teams in the top 10. It's going to be a tough, tough boys conference schedule. As Knox County gave West Grand all they wanted last night, but still come up just a little bit short. After tonight's game, we're going to take the Christmas or holiday breaks for Christmas and New Year's. And we'll be back with more high school basketball. I mean, we're coming back running after New Year's, starting January 3rd with the Highland Tournament with Scotland County, Knox County, and Clark County. And that'll be all week, January 3rd through January the 8th. We'll probably be there almost every night. Then between the Highland Tournament, we're going to have just two regular season games, Schuyler County at North Shelby on January the 11th, January 14th, Atlanta at Schuyler County. Then we're going to get back into the North Shelby tournament with Scotland, Schuyler, and Knox. And that's one that we'll probably have games for you every night. And that's January 17th through the 22nd. I know I'm talking a month away, but it's unreal how fast this will go. Then we have five games, just regular season game, Maysville at Putnam County, Knox at Putnam County, Marceline at Scotland, Putnam at Green City. Then we're going to cover some Schuyler and Putnam at the little Plata tournament. That's at the end of January. After that tournament's over, we have games February 1st, 8th, 11th, 15th, and 18th, and all of a sudden districts start. And as fast as I read that, once we get through the holiday break, it'll seem like it'll go just that fast. So anyway, this will be our last high school basketball before the Highland Tournament. As we're going to take the holiday break right along with everybody else. 29-18, Scotland County with the lead, and I'll be back for the third quarter in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Making a list and always checking it twice. Hustle and bustle, working long hours to wrap things up and get the job done. Well, that describes farmers all year long. This holiday season, be jolly, joyful, and thankful. Nutrien Ag Solutions hopes everyone celebrates another year with happiness and cheer. Wishing you a simply beautiful holiday season with added best wishes for a happy new year. Growing our world from the ground up. We are Nutrien Ag Solutions north of Memphis, feeding the future.
Hi, this is Hannah Feeney, and on behalf of the Scotland County R1 School District, I'd like to thank our Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, family, and fans for supporting us. As student athletes, we work hard preparing for each game and strive to represent our school with pride. Put on your blue and white and come out and enjoy the games. We appreciate our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band who are right there encouraging us along with our families and fans. We are proud to be Scotland County Tigers.
This year, Slayton Polaris wants to help you decorate your garage or shed for the holidays with a brand new Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, or Ace. Demand is high and inventory is going fast. So stop out and see the team at Slayton Polaris right now during the holiday sales event and order your perfect ride and get it as soon as it's made from the factory. Happy holidays from your friends at Slayton Polaris. 6 miles
with
west
make
of
a wish, the impossible becomes possible. A girl battling cancer can become a race car driver battling the course. The boy showing all the nurses his fire trucks can take the helm of a real one. Wishes can give kids with critical illnesses the strength to keep fighting, get better, and grow up.
Where there's a wish, there's a way.
Wishes need you. Visit Make-A-Wish at wish.org.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. Both teams around their respective coaches were just moments away from the start of the second half of this girls' game. Scotland County leading Harrisburg 29-18. As the big story of the first half, Elena Whitaker, 21 of the Scotland County's 29 points. So it'll be Harrisburg basketball as we start the second half. Evan Fisher will inbound. Frazier by Scotland County across the timeline to Rawson. Rawson walked with it again. A lot of travels by the Harrisburg ladies. First of all, Coach Richardson was a long ways away from him, and he was asking the official what happened. Now he's getting to see it firsthand. As it coming off the wrong foot, Layla Humphrey. Gives it to Feeney. Now inside it goes to Whitaker. Missed his shot. First one. Got the second one. 23 points for Whitaker. 31-18. There's Rawson across the timeline inside the arc on the right wing. Picks it out in the right corner. To Fisher. Now Fisher dribbles into the paint. By the way, but Thornhill picks it up. She's in the double team. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Hannah Feeney. So Feeney picks up her third personal foul. It'll be Fisher on the far sideline to inbound. Tried to get it to Ellis. Batted away, but picked up by Fisher. Now Fisher showing Feeney. She can dribble behind her back. Gets it inside to Ellis. Ellis guarded by Whitaker. Kicks it back out to Fisher for three. No good. And Whitaker off of the rebound. To Feeney. Gets it ahead to Dial. Dial on the left wing to Feeney. Feeney gives it to Dial. Dial inside to Feeney on the block. Try to bounce pass to Whitaker. Stole away by Fisher. Fisher takes it right at Humphrey. Puts up the shot, and the ball's batted out of her hand by Ayla Humphrey. So it goes out of bounds. It'll be Harrisburg basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Fisher looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. Still looks. Finally gets it to Rawson. As right to, as Whitaker knocked the pass out of bounds, it'll be Harrisburg basketball on the near sideline. As Fisher again will inbound. Gets the ball to Thornhill on the left wing, guarded by Humphrey. Thornhill back to the top of the key, looks inside. Rawson off the baseline, throws up an air ball. The rebound goes out of bounds, it'll be Scotland County basketball. So Hannah Feeney will inbound as Harrisburg finished the first half, man-to-man. Now they go back into a 2-3 zone. As Humphrey gives it to Dial on the left wing. To the right wing, they can find Feeney. Feeney to Dial in the right corner. Back to Feeney on the right wing beyond the arc. As Feeney dribbles around Thornhill and carried the basketball. So Hannah Feeney turns it over. Emma Fisher will inbound. As Fisher looks for somebody. Frazier by Scotland County. Fisher gets the ball into Ellis. Ellis dribbles through a double team. And Ellis goes up top of the key, gives it back to Fisher. Fisher around the top of the key, guarded by Feeney. As Fisher to the dotted line, kicks the ball to Thornhill. She'll try a three, no good. And Ayla Humphrey on the rebound. Humphrey gets it ahead to Feeney. Feeney on the left wing. Now she'll try to drive along the baseline, tried to get it to Whitaker, knocked out of bounds. It'll be Feeney basketball. Scotland County will inbound. Feeney gets it in the dial for three. On the way, no good. Long rebound. Two on one. Harrisburg fast break. Thornhill. Well, that was Wainscott. Tried to get it over to Thornhill. Batted out of bounds by Abby Curry. So Fisher again underneath her own basket. Gets it into Ellis. Quick shot off the baseline. A whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Emily Dial, and that's her third. So three fouls on Emily Dial as Carly Ellis will be at the line. She has 8 points, looking for nine. Shots up, missed it. It's now Brynn Aylward will check in, and Emily Dial will set down. So Charlie Harris, or Carly Harris, at the line, shots up, in and out, no good. Abby Curry had it. And what are they going to say? It goes out of bounds, and Curry touches the last. So Emma Fisher will inbound. As Wayne Scott will set down. As back into the ball game comes Macy Ellis. Now they change their mind. First of all, he said Harrisburg. He said Scotland County. Then he said Harrisburg. Now he changed his mind back to Scotland. As Coach Richardson wondered what was going on. So anyway, Humphrey will end down to Feeney. Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Dribbles to the left wing. Kicks it off to Aylward in the left corner. Out to Curry, back to Aylward, inside to Whitaker, turns, puts it up, no good. And Ellis off with a rebound. Ellis down the far sideline in a hurry. Kicks it to Macy Ellis, puts up the 10-footer off the baseline, no good. And the rebound comes off to Hannah Feeney. Feeney gives it to Humphrey on the left wing. Humphrey had the ball slapped away right to Hannah Feeney. Feeney bounced past to Curry on the right wing, now Humphrey on the left wing. Aylward on the left wing. As Aylward, a couple of dribbles, gives it back to Feeney. Now Aylward, little 10-footer, missed it. Gets her own rebound, gets it back out to Humphrey, to Curry, to Feeney. As Feeney, whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Abby Rawson. Rawson picks up her third personal foul. That's the first team foul against Harrisburg. As Feeney underneath her own basket. Humphrey in the right corner to Curry. Curry running 15-footer off glass. No good. Ellis with the rebound. She falls down and a travel. Aylward tried to help her up. She was having none of that. Feeney inbounds to Curry on the left wing. Feeney in the left corner for three. In and out. No good. They did everything with going down. Ellis with the rebound. Long pass down the floor to Macy Ellis. Kicks it back out to Fisher on the left wing. Fisher in a double team. Now, foul's going to be on Ayla Humphrey. So Ayla Humphrey picks up her third personal foul. As out will go Rawson. And back comes Charlie Wainscott. Give us it to Charlie Ellis. Across the dotted line. Kicks it back out to Fisher for three. No good. And the rebound is taken by Wainscott. She falls down with it and a travel. So Ayla Humphrey will inbound to Feeney. 4:20 left to play in the third quarter. Feeney bounced fast to Curry on the right wing beyond the arc. Curry takes the ball along the baseline, kicks it back out to Feeney. Feeney takes it in right at Ellis, puts up the shot, missed it. Rebound, Humphrey, or Whitaker, gets it back out to Humphrey. Now Humphrey top of the key. Curry on the right side of the circle to Aylward in the right corner. Gets it inside to Whitaker. 25 points for Whitaker. It makes it 33-18 as Fisher with the basketball has. She's tied up by Feeney. As Feeney took elbow to the chin. As Feeney just gets up, doesn't say anything. doesn't do any good, probably to say anything, as Abby Doster will check in and Abby Curry will check out. So Feeney will inbound Paige Bishop in the ball game. Gives it to Feeney, now back to Bishop. Bishop top of the key to Feeney on the left wing. Feeney in the left corner to Aylward. Gets it inside to Doster, whistling a foul. A foul is going to be on Rawson, and that's her fourth. So four fouls on Abby Rawson. Back into the ball game will come Ella Swant. As Rawson will sit down, Feeney will inbound. Gets it in to Doster, left side of the circle. Now Bishop kicks it over to Feeney in the left corner. Feeney drives the left baseline, kicks it out to Aylward in the right corner. Aylward, one dribble, back to Bishop on the right wing. Beyond the arc, now Feeney on the right wing. Inside, it goes to Whitaker. She missed the first one, got the second one, missed it. Just missed getting the third rebound. Rebound comes down to Thornhill. To Macy Ellis, gets it in the Swant. Now Ellis on the right wing. Thornhill at the top of the key. Guarded by Bishop down the right lane. Puts up the shot from 10. No good. And Bishop off the rebound to Feeney. Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Bishop. To the left wing. It goes to Aylward. Aylward looks for somebody. Bounce pass to Doster. Tried to get it back out to Bishop. And Bishop was tied up by Thornhill. And alternating possession comes back to Harrisburg. 2:35 left to play in the third quarter. 33-18, Scotland County with the lead. Not much scoring going on. As Macy Ellis across the timeline and airmailed a pass to Thornhill out of bounds, and it'll come back to Scotland County. As now Charlotte Canote will check in, and Macy Ellis will set down. 2-1-2 zone. For Harrisburg, as Feeney across the timeline, the left wing to Aylward, gives it to Feeney. Feeney in among the trees, puts up the shot, missed it. And let's see who the foul's going to be on. Maybe on Fisher? Yep, it is. So Emma Fisher picks up her third personal foul. First shot by Feeney is good. 3 points for Hannah Feeney. Now, Fisher will check out, and back in the ball game comes Carly Ellis. As Feeney with three, looking for four, and got it. 4 points for Hannah Feeney. 35-18. Thornhill in the backcourt, chased by Paige Bishop. They get it back out to Wainscott between the two circles, dribbles the free throw line. Kicks it back out on the corner to Canote. Canote tried to force it inside, lost it, and loose ball's picked up by Aylward to Feeney. Feeney gets it down to Bishop. Little 10-footer and missed it. Bishop tries it again. No good. Rebound comes off to Whitaker, and Whitaker is just pounded inside. Let's see who the foul's going to be on. Going to call it on Wainscott. That's her second. Fourth team foul. I think it was a foul. I don't see the scoreboard light up, but I'm sure it was. Doster gets inbounds fast. Missed the shot. Hannah Feeney stayed with a rebound. Threw it out of bounds off of Carly Ellis. So Feeney underneath her own basket will inbound. Gets it into Doster. Doster's shot, no good, but she drew the foul. And Abby Doster will go to the line, and she'll shoot two shots as Thornhill picks up the foul. No, it's going to be on Wainscott. That's her third. So Abby Doster's first shot up, got it. First points for Abby Doster. Makes it 36-18, 1:43 left to play in the third quarter. Doster's second one up, got it. 2 points for Abby Doster. Pressure by Scotland County. Thornhill dribbles into and out of a double team. As she walked with it, got by with it. Now a shot's put up off the right baseline by Ellis. Missed it. Whistling a foul. As the foul's going to be on Abby Doster, and that's her first. Cano. Inbounds a pass, stolen away by Whitaker. To Feeney, gets it down to Bishop. Bishop, now Whitaker tries a three, no good. And long rebound comes off to Aylward. She fans back out on the right corner, or left corner, in the left wing. It goes to Feeney. Now Bishop at the top of the key. Bishop still with the dribble. Gets it to Feeney between the two circles. She'll try a three, no good. And a rebound is loose on the floor. And I think there's going to be a foul there somewhere. There's a foul. Going to be on number four. That's Paige Bishop, and that's her second. So pressure again by Scotland County. Thornhill in the backcourt. She's guarded by Bishop. She'll walk it across the timeline. Dribble to the top of the key, still with the dribble. Bounce pass to Ellis. On the left side of the circle, a foul is going to be on Whitaker. So Elena Whitaker picks up her second personal foul. As Anders will check in, Elena Whitaker will sit down for a breather. Underneath her own basket is Thornhill to inbound for the Lady Bulldogs. Looks for somebody. Still looks. A 5-second call. Nice defense by Scotland County. As Feeney will get it in to Anders. Back to Feeney. Feeney gets it down to Aylward. Aylward puts up the try to get it to Doster. Couldn't do it. And Aylward gets a loose ball. Tries to put it up. Missed it. She'll go to the line. And the foul's going to be on Carly Ellis. Well, no, it's going to be on Becca Thornhill, I think. That's her. Yep, that's her first. So Gwen Aylward hits the first free throw. That's her first points of the ball game. 43 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Next one up, got it. 2 points for Gwen Aylward. 39-18. Fisher by Scotland County. Thornhill gets it to Fisher. Had the pass blocked and knocked away by Aylward. And Aylward walked with it. So I had a fast break going, and Aylward caught it on the wrong foot, took a step. So now full court pressure by Scotland. Fisher. They tried to bounce it to Fisher. As Hannah Feeney, they tried to get it to Wainscott, and Feeney almost had it. Went back out of bounds, touched by Feeney. Now Fisher will inbound to Wainscott. To Fisher behind the back dribble. He's guarded by Feeney. Behind the back dribble again. Across the timeline. Finally gets the ball to Canote on the deep right wing. Gives it back to Thornhill, top of the key. Thornhill gets it inside to Ellis. Ellis puts up the shot. Got it. 10 points for Carly Ellis. 39-20. As Feeney gets the ball to Aylward. She'll step into a three. Blocked by Ellis. And that's in the third quarter with the score. Scotland County 39, Harrisburg 20. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Looking at long days at the controls of your compact tractor? Take a look at the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series Premium Compact at the Farm Shop in Edina. The 2800 M Series gives you extra comfort and ease of use, along with up to 60 horsepower and versatility you need for long days on the toughest task. You also get a rear PTO with added features to make running your implement simpler. Stop in at the Farm Shop in Edina or call them at 660-397-3550 to set up a demo or learn more about the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series.
Thunderstorms can produce lightning, flash floods, or even tornadoes. Be aware of the hidden dangers storms can leave behind. Watch for downed power lines after a storm, and if you see one, stay at least 50 feet away from it. Never attempt to move a power line. Call 911 and your local electric cooperative. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School. 8 minutes left to play in this school's game. As Scotland County up by 19 over Harrisburg, 39-20. And Scotland County will have the basketball as we start the final 8 minutes. As Harrisburg girls break the huddle, come out to on the floor. And if they did like the first half, yep, they're going to go man-to-man. So Humphrey will inbound to Feeney. Feeney guarded by Thornhill. Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Whitaker at the high post. Whitaker looks for somebody, gets it to Dial on the right wing. Dial looks for somebody. Now Dial takes the dotted line. She'll put the shot up. And Whitaker had the rebound, lost it, and picked up by Rawson. Rawson to Fisher. Put up a three, in and out, no good. And Whitaker off the rebound to Feeney. To me, Harrisburg playing right into Scotland County's hand. High post, give and go to Feeney, lays it up, it goes down, it counts, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. That's 16 fouls against Harrisburg, 16 fouls against Scotland County. As they haven't, okay, it's going to be on Thornhill as Feeney's free throw up, no good. Dial gets the rebound, puts it out, got it. First two for Emily Dial. So Thornhill picks up her second personal foul with the basketball. Now in a double team, and Harrisburg wants a timeout. 7:08 left to play in the ball game. It's Scotland County 43, Harrisburg 20. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMEN Sports.
This is Derek at 136 Collision west of Memphis. It's basketball season. You're coming home from a Scotland County Tigers victory. Your good mood suddenly changes because all of a sudden you have a run with a deer. When that happens, bring your damaged vehicle to 136 Collision Center. Aaron and I will have your vehicle looking like new and back on the road in time for the next Scotland County Tigers basketball game. But hopefully not another encounter with a deer. That's 136 Collision, just west of Memphis, 660-465-7799.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School, 7:08 left to play in this girls' game. 43-20, Scotland with the lead. Scotland County man-to-man is Lawson. We'll take it down the right. Block cut off by Whitaker. Now Ellis for three, no good. And chased down is Fisher. Fisher chased it down. Now Ellis underneath the basket, puts up a shot. No good. Feeney comes off the rebound. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Harrisburg. As Feeney between the two circles, guarded by Thornhill with the left-hand dribble, gives it to Curry at the top of the key. Curry now pass back to Feeney on the left wing inside the Humphrey, gives it back to Feeney. Now Dial along the baseline, puts the shot up, it goes down, it counts, and she fouled. 4 points for Emily Dial. As that may be on Fisher, it is. That's her fourth. So four fouls on Emma Fisher. As Emily Dial will be at the line to try to complete the three-point play. 6:29 left to play in the ball game. Dial eyes it, fires it, missed it, and Ellis off of the rebound. Ellis looks for somebody. Tried to find Thornhill. Still looks for somebody. Gets it ahead to Fisher. Now Thornhill. Dribble drive into the paint. 10-footer on the way. No good. Gets her on rebound. Puts a shot up. Missed it, but drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Humphrey. So Ayla Humphrey just picked up her fourth personal foul. And to the line will go Becca Thornhill. So Becca Thornhill has 1 point on the night, looking for two. Shot up, no good. 45-20. Collin County with the lead, 6:15 left to play in the ball game. As Thornhill set for a second free throw, one, looking for two. Shots up, got it. 2 points for Becca Thornhill. 45-21. Pressure by Harrisburg. Feeney gets it ahead to Dial. Dial puts the shot up. Whitaker the rebound. Her putback no good. And a tie-up on the rebound between Ellis and Feeney. And alternating possession comes back to Harrisburg. Boys coming up next. Be sure and stick around. As pressure by Scotland. Inbounds pass to Wainscott. Wainscott. There's Scott with the rebound to Fisher. Fisher dribbles into a double team, lost the ball, but picks it back up, and a 10-second call against Harrisburg. And a lot of that had to do with Scotland County's defense. Ayla Humphrey will inbound on the far sideline. Man-to-man defense by Harrisburg. Inbounds pass comes to Feeney. She's guarded by Thornhill. Feeney will bring it across the timeline to the right wing. Now pass to Dial on the right wing inside to Whitaker. And Whitaker puts up the shot off left. Got it. And that is 27 points for Elena Whitaker. 47-21. Thornhill in and out of a double team. Dribbled right back into it. Walked up by with it. Lawson has it in the right corner. Dribbles out to the right wing to Thornhill between the two circles. As Thornhill walks to the right wing, still with the dribble. Now she sees an opening, a whistle, and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Whitaker. And that's three on Elena Whitaker. Both teams with eight team fouls. As Whitaker's going to sit down, and Abby Doster will check in. Again, Thornhill. Shot up, in and out, no good. But Ellis with the rebound, puts it up, missed it. Down with the rebound. Again, Ellis and Feeney both had hold of the ball. They call it jump ball. As Macy Ellis will check in, and Swamp will check in. Also checking back in is Caitlin Blakemore. And Canote will check into the ball game. And out goes Thornhill. 47-21. Frazier again as Feeney with the basketball. Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Dribble drive off the wing. Now gives it to Curry for three. Airballed it. And Fisher comes away with it. Fisher in a hurry across the timeline and airmailed it to everybody. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland County basketball. Ren Aylward will check in as Lakin Wainscott will check in. 4:54 left to play in ball game. Emily Dial against Frazier. Gets it to Aylward, or Humphrey. Humphrey to Feeney. Now Feeney gives it to Ayla Humphrey on the left wing. To Feeney on the left wing. In the left corner, Humphrey for three. Full time! Ayla Humphrey hits the three, and it's 50-21. Scotland the lead. It's Macy Ellis. Takes it in the dotted line. Gets it out to Swamp. Cut off on the left baseline. He gets it out to Wainscott. Now dotted line to Swamp. Macy Ellis free throw line. To Lake and Wainscott. The whistle and a foul. And they're going to call the foul on Emily Dial. So Dial picks up her fourth personal foul. She has four. Humphrey has four. As Paige Bishop will check back in, and Hannah Feeney will check out. So at the line, we'll go Lake and Wainscott. Looks for her first points of the ball game. Shot up high, arching shot. Missed everything. It'll be Scotland County basketball. Well, now they're going to back off the pressure. So Humphrey inbounds to Bishop. Bishop will bring it across the timeline, dribbles to the left wing, gives it to Aylward on the left wing. Now Bishop, one dribble, skips it over to Dial on the right wing. As Dial to Bishop. Bishop top of the key to Dial. Now Humphrey in the right corner back to Dial. Inside it goes to Doster. Back to Bishop top of the key to Bishop. Now Humphrey will try a three from the right corner. No good. Aylward off of the rebound. Fans out to the left corner. To Bishop, left side of the circle. Back to Aylward. As Aylward cut off on the left baseline. To Bishop. Bishop gives it back to Aylward in the left corner. One dribble. Now dribbles out to the left wing. Aylward still with a dribble. Top of the key to Dial. To the right wing. It goes to Humphrey. Humphrey kicks it out to Aylward. Aylward to the top of the key. Bounce pass to Humphrey on the right wing. In the right corner to Dial. Inside to Doster, the whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Caitlin Blakemore, and that's her second. Stops the clock with 3:13 left to play in the game. Abby Doster at the line. She has two, looking for three. She'll shoot a one and one. Her shot up, no good, and Blakemore off the rebound. Blakemore gets it ahead to Macy Ellis. As Ellis across the timeline, guarded by Bishop. Dribbles free throw line, running 10-footer, no good. Macy Ellis off the rebound, puts the shot up, But if she drew the foul, the foul's going to be on Paige Bishop, and that's her third. So three fouls on Paige Bishop. It's Macy Ellis will be at the line. First shot up. Pinball's in and out, no good. 10 team fouls against Collin County. Hannah Anders will check in. Emily Dial will check out. So 3 points for Macy Ellis, looking for four. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. So 4 points for Macy Ellis. 50-22. Scotland in the lead, under 3 minutes left to play as Anders with the basketball, dribbles to the right wing, gets it back to Humphrey. Humphrey backs off between the two circles to Anders, trying to get it in to Doster, batted away, and now found it back to Blakemore, and they tried to get it out, and Ayla Humphrey tried to steal it, and they're going to call a foul on Humphrey, and she just fouled out. So Ayla Humphrey just fouled out of the ball game. In will come, I think Quinn Hamlin. So Quinn Hamlin will check in. And again, Macy Ellis will be at the line. She has four, looking for five. Shot up, got it. 5 points for Macy Ellis. 50-23. Scotland with the lead. 2:37 left to play in the game. Ellis, the second free throw, got them both. 6 points for Macy Ellis. Four free throws out of her 6 points. Bishop across the timeline. Bounce pass to Hamlin between the two circles. Hamlin gets it down to Anders on the left block. Kicks it back out to Aylward on the left wing. Skips to the right wing to Bishop. Bounce pass to Anders. Tried to force it inside to Doster. Doster tried to give it back to Anders. And it bounces out of bounds, so it'll be a turnover. Scotland County, and now the end of the ball game. Brittany Johnmere will check in. Macy Ellis checks out. Also in the ball game, Carol Russell checks in. As both teams clearing their benches with the last 2:15 to go. Now we got 1, 2, 3, 4. Harrisburg girls out on the floor. Those are five. One's going to inbound. Now we're going to make sure everybody has checked in. Talking to Coach Richardson of Harrisburg, a technical foul as somebody didn't check in for Harrisburg. What it amounts to, I was afraid that was the case. So now Aylward's going to go to the line to shoot a pair. So Bryn Aylward with 2 points, and she'll shoot two shots. Somebody messed up, and somebody didn't check in. Aylward's shot's up, got it. 3 points for Aylward. 51-24, Scotland County with a lead. Aylward with three, looking for four. As Aylward eyes it, fires it, got it. 4 points for Bryn Aylward. 2:15 left to play in the game. It'll be Scotland County basketball as Hannah Anders will trigger. As Anders gets it into Bishop. Bishop out to Hamlin between the two circles, back to Bishop. And now Aylward has all the right wing with the right baseline. Anders, she just tried to find Hamlin, and airmailed it over Hamlin's head and out of bounds. So Harrisburg with the basketball with 2 minutes left to play in the game. As Wainscott gets it in to Canote. Canote with the basketball, gets it down in the corner to Carol Russell, and Russell had the ball slapped out of her hands. So it'll be Harrisburg basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Russell will inbound, gets it to John Mayer. John Mayer kicks the ball back out to Canote on the right wing. Canote back to John Mayer and lost the ball to Hamlin. Hamlin will take it to the hoop, lays it up. It goes down. It's Kelly. Quinn Hamlin with 2 points. Now it's a 30-point Scotland County lead. with the basketball is Russell on the right wing, guarded by Hamlin, and she walked with it. And now Blakemore will check back in, and Schwant will check out. 1:10 County left to play in the game. Bishop brings it across the timeline, gives the ball to Hamlin on the left wing. Bounce pass back to Bishop, lost the ball, and that was picked up by John Meyer to Canote, top of the key. Canote gets the ball back to Russell on the right wing. Now Canote on the right wing to Russell. Hoists up a three. It's no good. And now Hamlin and John Mayer collide head on. Hamlin gets up first. John Meyer, they ask her if she's all right. She says she is, but I don't think she is. She doesn't. Taking her time, and the foul's going to be on Quinn Hamlin. That's her first. That's John Meyer at the line, left-hander. First shot up, no good. Down to 9 seconds. You better hurry or they won't get the shot off. Down to five as John Meyer. Isaac fires it and got it, and that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Scotland County 54, Harrisburg 25. Back in a moment, this is KMU Sports.
Whether you're in agriculture or construction, this winter take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia. The current price of scrap is $145 a ton.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Overcast tonight with a slight chance for scattered showers. Lows around 28. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 37 tomorrow. Partly cloudy. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night, 17. Highs around 36 Sunday under sunny skies. 45 Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 35.
In for JCPenney's Super Saturday Sale. It's the last weekend to shop before Christmas. Make room in your sleigh for thousands of doorbusters. Play it smart and fill your cart with 30% off toys. Get double the denim with buy one, get one free Arizona jeans. And slip Yes Please diamonds into her stocking for $22.99 each. Hurry, wrap up the savings. Joy, comfort, peace. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items 12/17 through 12/19. Doorbusters excluded from coupons. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com. For details.
Beautifully designed smartphone of yours? It's about to get jealous of a toothbrush. The Oral-B iO electric toothbrush. It doesn't look or feel like any toothbrush you've ever known. You power it on, it quietly hums to life, you choose your brushing mode. Then every time you brush, you'll enjoy the wow of a professional clean feel. At home. All that, and it's winning tech awards and raves from dentists everywhere. Sorry, smartphone. There's some new tech in the house. Check out iO at Oral-B.com. Brush like a pro.
Hear that? The holiday clock is ticking, meaning it's time to head to Ulta Beauty to get more names checked off your list. Because let's be honest, time is running out. But you have us on your side, and we have more of everything on your list. More fragrances, more palettes, more gift sets, and more deals on beauty than ever before. So what are you waiting for? Add those last-minute gifts to your basket and celebrate crossing more off your list. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School. Scotland County Lady Tigers win their seventh game of the year by defeating Harrisburg 54-25. Take a look at the scoring first for Scotland County. Paige Bishop with 2 points, Ayla Humphrey with five, Quinn Hamlin with two, Abby Curry with two, Anna Feeney with six, Ben Aylward with four, Emily Dial with four, Abby Doster with two, and Elena Whitaker with 27. For Harrisburg, Charlie Ellis with 10 points. Charlie Wainscoat had 1 point. Becca Thornhill with two. Abby Lawson with 2 points. Charlie Canote with one. Macy Ellis with six. Emma Fisher with one, and Brittany Johnmeyer with 1 point. Scotland County led 10-1 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Harrisburg 19-17 in the second quarter. Scotland led 29-18 at the half. In the third quarter, Lady Tigers outscored the Lady Bulldogs 10-2. Scotland led 39-20 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Scotland County outscoring Harrisburg 15-5. Scotland girls won it 54-25. Scotland County improves to 7-0, while Harrisburg girls fall to 5-2. Coming up, it's the boys' turn, and I'll have that one for you in about 4 minutes. This is KMEM Sports.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these fine Scotland County sponsors. They include the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, with branches in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat weekly newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, family-owned for over 40 years, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions just north of Memphis, by the People's Bank, Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris, ATVs north of Memphis, the Farm Shop in Edina, also by Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories north of Memphis, and 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis.